They spoke to us. Report from the 170th Semi-Annual General Conference, October 7th and 8th, 2000. President Gordon B. Hinckley, if hereafter we are a little more kind, if we are a little more neighborly, if we have drawn nearer to the Savior with a more firm resolution to follow His teachings and His example, then this conference will have been a wonderful success. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Adam prayed, Jesus prayed, Joseph prayed. We know the outcome of their prayers. He who notes the fall of a sparrow surely hears the pleading of our hearts. Remember the promise, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. As I look back over my life, I recognize one source of singular strength and blessing. It is my testimony and knowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. I found in the Word of Wisdom a principle with a promise. The principle, care for your body. Avoid tea, coffee, tobacco, liquor, and drugs. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verses 3 through 9. The promise, those who obey will receive better health. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verse 18. And great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verse 19. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Life can be wonderful and so meaningful, but we have to live it in a simple way. We must live the principles of the gospel, for it is the gospel in our lives that makes the difference. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Whether young or old, we need to be good friends, but also to pick our friends carefully. By choosing the Lord first, choosing one's friends becomes easier and much safer. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We all need guidance through life. We obtain it best from the standard works and teachings of the prophets of God. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. One of the great messages of the Restoration is that the windows of heaven are open. All who seek to know the truth may, through revelations of the Spirit, know for themselves. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. At baptism, we make a covenant with our Heavenly Father that we are willing to come into His kingdom and keep His commandments from that time forward, even though we still live in the world. We are reminded from the Book of Mormon that our baptism is a covenant to stand as witnesses of God and His kingdom at all times and in all things and in all places that ye may be in. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. If you are struggling with self-control in what you look at or listen to, in what you say or what you do, I ask you to pray to your Father in heaven for help. Talk to your mom and dad. Talk to your bishop. Get the best help you can from all the good people who surround you. Elder Dennis B. Neuenschwander of the Presidency of the 70. To have living prophets, seers, and revelators among us and not listen to them is no better than not having them at all. Sister Margaret D. Nadald, Young Women General President. Our lives reflect that for which we seek. And if with all our hearts we truly seek to know the Savior and to be more like Him, we shall be. End of They Spoke to Us. Report from the 170th Semi-Annual General Conference, October 7th and 8th, 2000.